Hello.
Hi, this is Myra with Family First. Am I speaking with James?
No, you're speaking with his wife.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I'm sorry, can I have your name, please?
Linda.
Linda. Hi, Linda. This is Myra. I was assigned as the new coordinator for James Newblush, starting as of today. So I needed to reach out to the patient to make sure that everything is okay with his case at the moment.
Okay, you're going to have to go through me.
Okay, no problem. And I can contact you always to this number, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Well, I just needed to verify that his information was still the same. Like, can you please confirm that his address is still 17 Gingerbush Road?
Levittown, PA 19057-3307.
Perfect. And I can see that at the moment he has 9 hours of service per week. And he has
Correct.
Tasha Serrano working those hours.
Correct.
And is everything okay with Tasha?
Yes.
Perfect.
I do have a
And
question, though, since you've taken over. Why did you split her hours?
well, let me
It was an
check.
hour and a half Monday, hour and a half Tuesday, hour and a half yesterday, hour and a half tomorrow, today, and then 3 hours on Friday. I mean, not that I'm complaining, but, I would like to know why I had initiated that change when we had the 100-degree weather, because my upstairs it gets extremely hot, and that's where James, that's where his room is, and that's where his bathroom is.
Okay.
And when she's up there cleaning it, and it's hot. And even though I have central air, there's not much that can be done to protect her from getting overheated.
Okay. Well, I was actually seeing a note that it was Tasha, the one that requested the schedule to be switched. So she personally requested the schedule from Monday until Thursday from 12 p.m. to 1:30, and Friday 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. I'm guessing that's because it works better for her. But if you or the patient need to change the schedule, that is something that we can
When was that
arrange with
request made?
Tasha. I can see that it was made on June 23rd, says the note.
June 23rd. No, that
Yes.
was during the heat wave.
Okay.
That was during the heat wave. We were to go back to Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay. Okay, so do you wish to change the schedule?
Yes, Monday,
Okay.
Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay, let me change that real quick.
Unless he has an appointment, he has a couple of appointments coming up on Monday at the VA, and I cannot change them. So we would have to move her to Tuesday instead of Monday.
Okay. And is she there right now?
Yeah, she's here now.
Okay. Well, let's do this. I'm gonna finish with the introduction call first, and then confirm with Tasha that to make sure that she has the new schedule.
Okay.
Can you please verify that the patient has not been admitted to the hospital in the last 2 weeks?
He is not.
Okay, perfect. And regarding the schedule, you told me that you needed her Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On what schedule?
Noon to 3.
So 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Correct.
And well, we will have to start as of next week since she already did some hours this week. So
No
if you
problem.
don't mind, can you please put her on the phone? That way I can make sure that she has the new schedule.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Tasha? Family First is on the phone and would like to speak with you.
the new manager.
Hello.
Hi, Tasha. This is Myra with Family First.
Hi,
I was just talking to Linda. She requested a change on the schedule. So I just needed to make sure that you had the new schedule. She told me that she needs you on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 12 p.m. Yeah, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And that will be starting as of next week, so on Monday.
Yeah, that was the original schedule. Okay. I didn't schedule this week. When I logged in, when I got ready to log in, this is the time it gave me. So I just logged in.
Okay,
I never,
perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I already requested, I already changed the schedule, so you should be seeing that reflected on your app in a few minutes. And, you know, it will be starting as of next week.
Okay,
perfect. Thank you so much. And can you please put Linda on the phone?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Linda. I already let her know. And, well, it will be affected as of next Monday. I already made the switch on the system. And lastly, I also wanted to provide you with my phone number. In case you have any more questions, you can always let me know.
Okay, and your name again?
It's Myra, M-A-Y-R-A.
Okay, my sister's name is Myra, but it's M-Y-R-A. Okay.
Oh.
and your phone number?
It's 267-551-7434.
All right, I'll repeat it. 267-551-7434. Is this the office number or is this a mobile number?
This is my personal number, yes.
So it would be a mobile?
Yes. Well, it's a landline, but it's my personal landline.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Linda, for answering our phone call. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Unbelievable.